The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 626, Mayberry News, The E-Bullet, March 2021. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out their brand new Miracle Salve from the Mount Pilot Miracle Salve Company. That's right. You can get a jar of Miracle Salve. It's actually some kind of a hand cream. But head over to Weaver's and you can get a jar that says it's Miracle Salve. And it may or may not cure things like the mange. While you're there, you might want to check out some of the t-shirts. I'm wearing one of them tonight that I really like. Mayberry Favorites short sleeve t-shirts. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check them out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations like you. And I want to thank Butch Ruffner for being the executive producer of episode number 626. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to be here in Mayberry with you. I always enjoy spending time talking about the Andy Griffith Show, and this week we're going to be going through some Mayberry news as found in the E-Bullet. Now, the E-Bullet, hopefully you know what that is. That is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club, and hopefully you've already had a chance to go in and read all that stuff because it came out on the 16th of March, so it's been a week. A little bit more than a week since it came out. And Jim Clark works really hard to get that, get the bullet, the e-bullet done and to provide us great information about the Andy Griffith Show. And so we're going to share a little bit of it tonight on the podcast, as I do every other month, basically. We're also going to play a little bit of trivia and then we're going to hear from Randy Turner. So we got a lot to do. So let's get this thing going. I'm going to get us a little background music from the VW Boys, which I always do, the Mockingblurred. Playing in the background so you don't have to just listen to me have a little bit of something to cover up my bad English. So let's go and check out the E-Bullet from March of 2021. Welcome to the March issue of the E-Bullet. That's right. The March issue of the E-Bullet includes all the activities and stuff are really starting to heat up around Mayberry. Things are really starting to move, and there's some events actually starting to come up. Just as surely as springtime is upon us, and we're so glad. After the year we've had, I think it's glad to get out here. The springtime is upon us, and even though some of the folks in the Rockies and the Plains have been buried with about 20-plus inches of snow in the past several weeks, we're all hopeful that the worst of the pandemic is finally about to be behind us. Boy, isn't that true. So welcome, sweet springtime. We greet thee in song. I'm going to give you a little bit of information from Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board that's in the e-bullet because these are the things that you want to know about so you can set aside some time to go and go to some of these events. And hopefully, you know, you got your vaccine shot. You're starting to get ready to go, and some of these events are starting to happen. The Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina, is open for business. So it's definitely open. If you're going to Mount Airy, make sure you drop by the Andy Griffith Museum there in Mount Airy. You won't be disappointed. It's a great place. There's safety precautions and stuff are still in place in North Carolina, but you can go and visit and just walk through and see all the amazing Mayberry and Andy Griffith memorabilia that's available there. You can go to andygriffithmuseum.org and get that information. There's also a phone number in the e-bullet, so you can go check it out. So here's the first event of the year. Finally, a Mayberry event, April 10th. April the 10th, we're going to have Rodney and Beverly Dillard. That's the darling boy that plays the guitar, for anybody that doesn't know, and his wonderful wife. They're going to be guest performers for the Mayberry and I Love Lucy Day in Granville, Tennessee. Rodney and Beverly will be performing at 11 a.m., at 2 p.m., and as part of the Sutton Old Time Music Hour at 7 p.m. Now, to go to that, there's a dinner you should be a part of, either at 5 or 6:30. You buy dinner, and then you get to go to the actual recording of the Sutton Old Time Music Hour. So something you might want to do. They're going to have a cruise in that day. They're going to have Barney and Floyd and Briscoe there. So it's going to be Rick Roberts from the Mayberry Man movie. He'll be there with us. Me as Floyd the Barber, and Bo Pierce is Briscoe. They're going to all be there. And there's going to be a Lucy and a Ricky Ricardo will be there as well. So this ought to be a lot of fun. Now, Granville, Tennessee, you may not know about. They have a Mayberry and I Love Lucy Museum that just opened, I think, last year. And it's open for touring year-round. And so for more information, you can go to Granville. It's Granville, Tennessee, T-N. So it's GranvilleTN.com. Or you can just probably Google that and you'll find it. So there's more information there. So the only other things really they have lined up yet for Mayberry events is one related to this podcast. That's right. In July the 16th through the 18th is going to be the 9th annual Mayberry Meetup that's sponsored by the Andy Griffith Show, Rio and Rogers Club, Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast. They're going to gather. We're all going to gather up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. The details are, well, there's not really that many details. We're going to do stuff and watch things on the big screen on Friday and Saturday and visit with one another. And there's information in our show notes about how to sign up. Now, signing up doesn't cost you anything and doesn't nail you into coming, but it does give me an idea as who might be there. So I kind of have some idea how many people we're talking about. I think we've got about 60 people, 65, 67, somewhere in there, have already signed up and said they're going to try to attend or be there. So that's the Mayberry Meetup. And we tend to watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show on a big screen outside, or maybe just video, old video. We never know. But we're going to tell you this, we're going to have a good time. So if you want to have a good time at a smaller Mayberry event and do whatever you want to during the day and only have things scheduled for the evening, that's another good opportunity for you to head to Mount Airy, North Carolina. And a better opportunity even is coming up in September. The 20th through the 26th, that's the 32nd annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. They've already got scheduled Betty Lynn and Rodney Dillard. They're both going to be in town. And there's a bunch of stars going to be there, too. Colin Ray is going to be there, T. Graham Brown. And then, of course, their tribute artist and everybody that shows up. Neil Brower will be there. Anyway, there's a lot of fun going to be going on in Mayberry Days. Go and check out the eBullets event calendar or go to imayberry.com and click on the events link you'll see on the right side of the page. And it'll give you all the information about Mayberry Days and the things you can do there as well. Okay. Then finally, we have the Mayberry Cruise number 15. That's coming up in October the 31st through November the 6th. And guess who's going with us? Leon's going with us. Clint Howard is the special guest for Mayberry Cruise number 15. It was postponed last year and just with some date tweaks like a year later. It's basically the same cruise as was scheduled for last year on the Carnival Freedom. Is the name of the ship. It's going to depart out of Miami and travel in the Eastern Caribbean and then, of course, come back to Miami as well. So this ought to be a lot of fun. If you'd like to go, information is in the e-bullet. And there'll be a link in the show notes for getting to the e-bullet and going to the event calendar. You'll be able to find them all there. So thank you to Jim Clark for putting together all these great events and our giving us information about the great events as well. So news of cast and crew. This is one of the great things Jim does every e-bullet. He comes up with information about what's happening with some of the cast and the crew from the Andy Griffith Show. So some guy we may have talked about recently named Ron Howard, poor fella, you know, no success there. He's on location in Australia where he's filming, has just gotten underway for his current directing project, 13 Lives, a film for MGM based on the cave rescue of the boys' soccer team in Thailand. You know, they got, you know, remember the ones that got caught in the cave and, you know, the harrowing event that captivated the world in 2018. Most of the filming will take place on the island continent's Gold Coast. So that's where they're going to be having it. Gold Coast. See, gold. Gold got me confused. I thought it was the gold truck again. Yeah, it's a gold truck coming through Mayberry. So, but it's not a gold. It's Gold Coast. Gold Coast. Ron's Imagine Entertainment has also recently struck a first look deal with Apple Studios to produce films for the Apple Original Films, which makes movies for the streaming Apple TV Plus service. Imagine has a similar production deal with Apple Documentaries, and they may have a TV production deal with CBS. Man, they do have one. They don't may have one. They do have one with CBS. For her supporting role as Maw-Maw in Hillbilly Elegy that Ryan directed and did, Glenn Close was nominated for a Golden Globe, and this recently received the Oscar nod as well. So, wow, things are going really well for the for Ron. Poor guy, no success in his career. Gosh, he deserves it. He's worked very hard. Ron and Imagine partner Brian Glazer are also the executive producers for Genius Aretha, a limited series about Aretha Franklin that is the latest edition of their Genius series. And that premieres on National Geographic, or did premiere, on the 21st of March. So that's good. We also got some news from Clint Howard, who's going to be on the Mayberry Cruise. He posted a photo that you can see in the e-bullet of himself channeling his inner Leon and enjoying a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while laying in the hospital bed, recovering from hip surgery just a couple of weeks ago. And he also had a cup of ice cream, man. Yeah, that's funny. He was in a movie called that, Ice Cream Man. Yeah, that's good. going along. Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, is still staying at home in Mount Airy and following pandemic safety measures. She's eager to resume her meet and greets with fans at the Andy Griffith Museum, but that likely won't happen until summertime at the earliest. Maggie Peterson Mancuso, that's Charlene Darlin. She reports that she is doing okay and is settling in at a retirement / assisted living facility where she and her husband Gus moved in December. Now, Maggie has recovered well from COVID-19 that she had in January, and Gus was hospitalized with COVID-19 during that same time frame. Following his battle with COVID-19, he's currently doing some rehab and receiving care at his son's home. So please, please continue to keep Maggie and Gus in your prayers. There's a GoFundMe page for Maggie, which her family set up to help with some of Maggie and Gus's significant and uncovered medical expenses. Now, there's a link in the e-bullet for that, as well as in the show notes for the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast for the last several months or longer. So just look in any of the show notes, look in the link section of the podcast, and there's a link to go to Maggie's GoFundMe page where you could help donate to offset the cost of the different surgeries and stuff she's had during the last couple of years. Maggie's extremely grateful for all the generous donations received. So speaking of big expenditures, like health issues, a 1966 Austin Mini Moke, which was owned and loved for five decades by Jackie Joseph Romina, her darling Romina, and the late Ken Berry and their whole family, it sold at auction back in January for $24,200. Yeah, take that, Mrs. Lesh. Yeah, Jim wrote that. That's good. There's a couple of photos in the e-bullet if you'd like to see what it looks like. It's a neat little car. So congratulations to Jackie for that. So Mayberry Goes Hollywood. There's some information in the e-bullet about Mayberry Man, the movie, which was written and directed by Stark Howe and produced by Court Howe, both of which are Hoke Howe's, Dud Wash's son. And it was co-produced by Greg Schell, which is Ronnie Schell's son. It's still expected to have a premiere sometime. It says this spring, but that has already probably slipped. So the information in the e-bullet, even though it's only a week or so old, is slightly out of date already because things are happening fast in Mayberry. So we'll have a podcast next week to catch up on what's going on with Mayberry Man, the movie, because it's turning out that the movie has turned out well enough that they're doing a little bit of extra stuff to it to make it have that extra punch to try and draw more and more fans into watching the movie and being part of it before it's released. So I'll give you some more information about that next week here on the podcast. So tune back in. All right. So we got some sad news that I didn't know about. So Jim Clark passed this along to us. Hell and farewell to a talented Mayberry fan. We're sad to note the passing of Jim Weatherly, who made a wonderful later day contribution to Mayberry. Jim co-wrote Andy and Opie Christmas with Charlie Monk. And you guys listen to the podcast have heard this on the podcast at Christmas time every year, I think almost since the podcast started. So he co-wrote the song with Charlie Monk, who also performed the recitation. The song has been a holiday tradition among Mayberry fans since its release in 2011. And it is a tranquil listening experience any time of the year, if you would like to listen to it. Jim Weatherly passed away at his home in Brentwood, Tennessee on February the 3rd. He was 77 years old. Beyond Mayberry, Jim is best known for writing Midnight Train to Georgia, the chart-topping Grammy winner for Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1974. His Neither One of Us wants to be the first one to say goodbye also won a Grammy for the group that same year. He wrote dozens of songs recorded by everyone from Kenny Rogers and Glenn Campbell to Ray Price and Garth Brooks. Fans of Mayberry are grateful for the gem that Jim and his pal Charlie created for us to enjoy for many years to come. Man, I'm so sorry to hear that about his passing. Some chapter news. We have two brand new chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And we're now at a total of 1,470 chapters since the Rerun Watchers Club began in 1979. The two new ones are Nippers of the Bud in Knoxville, Tennessee, and, oh, brother, she's a dog, from Hooksville, Pennsylvania. And a hearty welcome to both of these new chapters. Now, here's the fun part. The Hookstown chapter is unique among all of our chapters so far because it was founded by a non-human. Okay. The leader of the pack is named Dixie Higgins, an endearing beagle and an avid Andy Griffith Show watcher. She really digs Mayberry. And there's proof in the e-bullet showing her watching Andy Griffith Show episodes as she goes. It was a pioneering effort that founder Dixie Higgins is doing what she loves best, watching the Andy Griffith Show and maybe getting tummy rubs and chasing squirrels and things. But Dixie is the canine co-founder along with Tika, Forrester, Cindy, Ned, Lily, and Elvis. An honorary posthumous founder is Peanut Higgins, a beagle who attended 15 Mayberry days, all 15 as long as she was alive, her entire lifetime. She attended Mayberry days her entire life, and I know her well, and she is missed. So, by the way, we've confirmed that one of Dixie's favorite characters is Lydia Crosswaith. That's right, because Lydia likes hanging her head out the window like a dog. At first, the idea of chapters being started by Mayberry fans other than humans gave us pause. Yeah, that's funny. P-A-W-S, pause. We know it could be a bone of contention to some, but upon further reflection, we realize that there's nothing in the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club bylaws. What bylaws? Are there bylaws? That says a chapter has to be started by people. Note, don't tell Dixie and the gang that they're not people, by the way. Dixie and her pals invite other Tags fans, whether dogs, humans, or even, dare we say, cats, to join their chapter. Yeah, like cats would ever join anything any more than a giraffe would. Then again, some feline fans might just surprise us. Through the years, we've had other animals who have been active members of chapters, most noticeably Shazam, a cockatiel, who was a longtime member of the Compulsion Nuts in Kingsport, Tennessee. Shazam would gleefully whistle the Andy Griffith Show theme song and also attended multiple Mayberry events over the years. Not so much as a performer, but just as a fan who enjoyed being around other fans and meeting stars. We know there's potential to unleash a furry flurry, and an untethered feathered kernuffle of chapters being started by non-humans. So we encourage all prospective non-human founders of chapters to offer some sort of documentation to their devotion while watching the Andy Griffith Show, just as Dixie the dog has done. In other words, we're begging for some more adorable photos. Oh, we know we're risking jumping the Shar-Pei. Jumping the shark. Oh, this is good stuff. With this marked new territory for chapter founders, at least initially, we'll probably draw the line of acceptance somewhere around goldfish, which we know might make for some mad worms, but we've got enough backbone to withstand the flack from that, which is more than we can say for the worms. Whether human or other creature, starting the chapter is really easy, and the information about how to do it is in the e-bullet. So go and check out the e-bullet. Link will be in the show notes for the e-bullet, so make sure you go and check it out. So Weavers, there's Weaver stuff in the e-bullet, lots of t-shirts at Weavers. You guys hear this every week when I give you the advertisement. Don't forget about the pickles, Aunt B's pickles. They're actually called hamburger dill chips is what they are, but there's dill pickles. There's all kinds of stuff like that as well. There's a 60 years of Andy Griffith Show book, 60 years of Mayberry, celebration of Andy Griffith Show book that I helped contribute to, along with a bunch of people like Dixie Griffith, Bruce Bilson, George Lindsay, Leroy Mack, Sean Dietrich, Tim Bradshaw. Man, there's lots of people that did that. So go and check out that book if you're interested in reading. I know most of you listen to the podcast, you may not read. I can help you read it. Oh, and there's also chapter news. The Knoxville chapter, Mayberry is its name, published its regular Mayberry Minutes newsletter in January. It was another 16-pager chock full of news. So if you don't get enough news from the bullet, from the e-bullet, head over and check out and get you sign up so you can get their newsletter from the Mayberry chapter. Highlights included a report on Mayberry Days and the Mayberry Man movie, which several of the chapter members participated in, both on screen and as part of the crew. The chapter also celebrated Elizabeth McRae's birthday in February, and they plan to celebrate Eleanor Donahue's birthday with a party in April. There's pictures of the Mayberry Card Guild, which is a subchapter of the Blood Brothers chapter in Macon. They met in January, giving cards to one another. There's all kinds of great information in the e-bullet. I want to encourage you to go and check it out, because there's just all kinds of stuff. It even has stuff in there about this podcast. So how could you not enjoy it, right? It's there's information in there about all kinds of stuff. Jim worked so hard to do the e-bullet. I want to encourage you all to subscribe and not wait for me to tell you about it, but you could have this in your mailbox for free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can subscribe. Maybe we should say follow. That's a new thing they're wanting us to do with podcasts, to say follow instead of subscribe, because people think they have to pay to subscribe. You don't. Just go and put your email address in over on the website for the e-bullet, and they'll email you saying, hey, a new issue is available as soon as one is. So, Jim Clark, thank you so much for all that you do putting that together. All right. So now we got some trivia. So trivia time. I do different music for trivia. Trivia time. So get your pencils out and your pieces of paper and return to your domiciles and places of business. So here we got some five fairly easy questions for the Andy Griffith Show. All right. So these are going to be quotes, and you're going to have to tell me who they were. All right. Let me see if I can pull up our chat room, because I want to see how they do on this. So trivia, here we go. Who said, I don't mind the clarinet or the saxophone, but I hate the guitar? Ooh. Who said, I don't mind the clarinet or the saxophone, but I hate the guitar? All right. So we're going to do about five questions. So if you don't want to know the answer, you can pause. But the answer is, who said, I don't mind the clarinet or the saxophone, but I hate the guitar? It's Lydia. That's right. Lydia Crosswaith was who it was. Lydia Crosswaith. All right. So our next question is this. All right. If you don't get this, I don't know. You need to watch more of the episodes. Here we go. Who said, if those hamburgers are ruined, I won't be responsible? Okay. Who said, if those hamburgers are ruined, I won't be responsible? All right. So who said that? Oh, I don't know. The chat room, I hadn't seen them pop in yet with it. Who said, if those hamburgers are ruined, I won't be responsible? The answer is, okay, pause if you don't want to know.
Maude, hell, if those hamburgers are ruined, I won't be responsible.
Floyd said it. That's right. Oh, it hurt me if anybody missed that one. That was in Convicts at Large. So Floyd is more concerned about his hamburger cooking duties than being held hostage by the escaped criminals. All right. Next question. All right. Who said this? Barney, you haven't told us a thing about your trip. Okay. Yeah, Alan Newsom is not the right answer for the last question. It was Floyd. Somebody in the chat room said that. All right. So who said, Barney, you haven't told us a thing about your trip? Who said that? Barney, you haven't told us a thing about your trip. That's a little hard. That may be kind of hard. The answer is Aunt B. Aunt B said that. Barney, you haven't told us a thing about your trip. What trip? Oh, my trip. Oh, he was just pickle tank to see me. Oh, I gotta love that part. All right, so did you get that one? That was wasn't hard, but it wasn't easy either. All right, next. This one I think is a little harder. So let's see how you do, okay? Here's the quote. Who said it now? Who said this? If they ever had a beauty contest in this town, nobody would win. If they ever had a beauty contest in this town, nobody would win. Who said that? This one I think is a little harder. All right. I don't know if I would have gotten it. If they ever had a beauty contest in this town, nobody would win. All right. So the answer is, and they are getting it in the chat room. So the answer is Bobby Fleet. It was Bobby Fleet on the guitar player when he was, the band leader, Bobby Fleet. He didn't have a very high opinion of the metropolis of Mayberry. Have you ever had a beauty contest in there? What does it say on the back of that? If lost, return to Wyatt Earp. That it was during that conversation. So it's Bobby Fleet and his band with a beat. All right, here's our last question. All right. This is a long one. So in the very first episode, The New Housekeeper, we learned about Opie's cooking prowess. ability. And we discover what his breakfast specialty was. What dish was it that he made for Andy? On the very first episode of the Andy Griffith Show, The New Housekeeper, Opie told us how good a cook he was and what his specialty was at breakfast. What dish was it that he had made for Andy that morning? Okay. All right. So what was it? This is a little hard, a little harder. So let's see how you do. What dish had Opie made for Andy? The answer is, folks in the chat room get it, a 45-minute hard-boiled egg. That's right, a 45-minute egg. So if you got that, I got you. So Opie had got up extra early to make breakfast for his pa, remember? To show him the two bachelors could get along just fine without Aunt B. The only housekeeper Opie had ever known was Rose. And she had gotten married, go live with her new husband. Opie, you know, he didn't want anything to do it. So he ended up cooking eggs for 45 minutes. Hey, you know, that's happened several times. You know, he had to keep refilling it. So 45 minute eggs, that's what it was. So there's the answer. So how did you do? There was five questions, and hopefully you did well on those five questions. So hopefully you're having fun with these. I've been trying to give you some questions lately that are a little more fun to just play and enjoy. So speaking of playing and enjoying, I got something else for you from Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
While I have already provided what I called a deep dive into the career of the great Sheldon Leonard and how it shaped the creation of the Andy Griffith Show, I do want to provide a two-part postscript that also includes other Mayberry connections. In addition to overseeing the Andy Griffith Show, Sheldon was faced with a difficult situation when Don Knotts left the series after 5 years to pursue a career in movies. The decision was made to try to replace Barney with a new deputy, Warren Ferguson. While it is easy to look back and realize this was a rare misstep in the classic series, Sheldon realized the importance of this attempt. And so, after having directed the pilot episode on The Danny Thomas Show, and then the credits sequences and the first episode, The New Housekeeper, on The Andy Griffith Show, he did step back into the director's chair one more time in the Mayberry series to direct The Bizarre, the episode that introduced Warren. Even while Sheldon continued to oversee the Andy Griffith Show, he also continued to play recurring character Phil Brokaw in the Danny Thomas Show. Sheldon appeared in a final Damon Runyon project in 1961, which also reunited him with director Frank Capra, who had directed him so many years before in It's a Wonderful Life. Based on a story by Runyon, the film Pocketful of Miracles starred Glenn Ford and Betty Davis, with a large cast that included Hope Lang, Peter Falk, and a young Anne Margaret. The movie had well over a dozen actors in both credited and uncredited roles who appeared in Mayberry. Jay Novello, the Founders Day guest of honor and Otis's attorney, Frank Ferguson, market owner Mr. Foley and others, Willis Boucher, wealthy Mr. O'Malley and others, Ellen Corby, Hubcap Slesh, Hayden Roark, the director of Sheriff Without a Gun, and Doodles Weaver, a postman and Regis the protester, all had credited roles. Nearly a dozen more made uncredited appearances. Sheldon and Danny Thomas were sometimes involved in other series in a more limited, though lucrative, fashion. In 1961, Sheldon directed and Thomas helped finance the series The Joey Bishop Show, with both owning an interest in the show as a result, even though they did not play a creative role in the rest of the series. That show struggled in the ratings, though it did remain on the air for 4 years. The same arrangement was made when Sheldon was asked to help launch a new series, My Favorite Martian, by directing the pilot, with Thomas again providing part of the financing. In 1961, Sheldon and Danny Thomas had also become executive producers on another hit series, The Dick Van Dyke Show, which aired 5 seasons. After having spun off The Andy Griffith Show from The Danny Thomas Show with the first use of a backdoor pilot in 1960, in 1963, the pair spun off another series from Thomas's show titled The Bill Dana Show, which ran only 2 seasons. But Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darling Wash, and Mayberry was added to the cast of that show during the shorter second season. While Sheldon and Thomas enjoyed a long and successful partnership and continued to both be involved until the end of their joint projects, the long-running series The Danny Thomas Show finally ended in 1964. That fall, Sheldon became the executive producer by himself on yet another hit series that never left the top 10 its entire 5-year run, starring Jim Nabors. Gomer Pyle USMC was the first spinoff of The Andy Griffith Show. It is a testament to the power that Sheldon had attained in the television industry that this spinoff constituted another first. During that time period, show sponsors had sole ownership of the shows, and they traditionally decided whether to greenlight a new series after seeing the pilot episode. In the case of Gomer Pyle USMC, General Foods bought the series on the mere description of the concept by Sheldon, with a pilot episode filmed only to launch the new series, not to sell it. The show was created by Aaron Rubin of The Andy Griffith Show and is clearly inspired by Andy Griffith's previous starring role in No Time for Sergeants. Next week, we will hear the second half of the postscript on Sheldon Leonard, the creator of The Andy Griffith Show. So that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the great things that Randy digs up like this about The Andy Griffith Show online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. It's turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure that you don't miss out on any of the fun. So, man, Randy, great job. And I'm looking forward to hearing more. Sheldon Leonard has been extremely interesting. That's 5 parts we've already heard. So even more. That's great. So, friends, I hope you have enjoyed yourself. I hope you have enjoyed this trip through Mayberry and just listening to some of the Mayberry news, all the news that's fit to print that we've had here on the podcast. And I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me hear your comments. I'd love to hear them. There's many other ways to get in touch with me. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll find one. I just really would love to hear from you. Several of you have called or left voicemails with me, and we will be getting to those very soon. I want to thank you for those. I think I missaid the name of the town that in Ohio last week and the week before both. So I'm never going to get it right, so I'm not going to try to say it. But thanks to those that corrected me. Hey, folks, until next time, I'd love to hear from you. We'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.